A UN convoy carrying hundreds of people wounded in shelling between Tamil Tiger rebels and Sri Lankan military left the war zone today after being held back 2 days ago. The United Nations said the LTTE had denied the convoy permission to leave, saying it was not safe to go after the army stopped firing for a brief period. Sri Lankan troops have cornered the rebels in a shrinking piece of jungle and are fighting to finish one of Asia's longest-running wars. But humanitarian agencies say about 250,000 civilians are still trapped in the remaining 300 square kilometers of territory. We spoke to the UN spokesperson in Sri Lanka, Gordon Weiss.
We'd actually been trying to get this particular convoy out since Monday. And at first we were refused permission by the LTTE. They gave their permission for these wounded to be shifted, which is why we went forward. That being said, we were compelled to leave behind the family members of a number of our staff, numbering some 80 people or so, and we're still trying to get those people out as well. It's a very tough situation. This is an area about a size, a third the size of London. It's being intensely fought over by government troops fighting a much smaller group of LTTE Tigers, Tamil Tigers. And civilians are caught in the middle. There are certainly incidents of shells landing and killing civilians. Our own staff were witness to incidents throughout a two-day period over the weekend when dozens of people were killed and injured by shell fire.